That was hot, right? This is Chris Johnson. I'm obsessed with advice and advice columns, but I think most of it's terrible. I don't know why I like it so much. I'm just fascinated by people's problems. I have enough problems of my own with my fucking anxiety and panic and all that horse shit. So I guess maybe it makes me think like I'm not the only one who's fucking nuts. So I'm interested. But I find that most advice sucks. It's terrible. When my wife left, it was a fucking panicked mess, right? So I'm looking at all these articles like how to deal with it, how to fucking handle it, how to handle divorce, how to handle when betrayal, all that shit. And a lot of the advice was similar. It was like, go out and make new friends, pick up new hobbies, shit like that. And I thought, like, what the fuck? Like, distract myself from the problem? Like, hey, man, how long are you with that girl? 14 and a half years. 14 and a half years? Why don't you learn how to play Parcheesi? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Pick up a new fucking hobby. Fuck you, man. I can barely get out of fucking bed. I'm working two fucking jobs. I lost my house, my wife, my dog, one of my cats. And you're telling me to make a new friend? What fucking... I'm not seven. I'm not going to second grade. Fuck, make a new friend. Jesus. Because that's going to bring everything back, right? That's going to fucking replace everything. My God. That's what people do, though. They mask their problems. I don't mask my problems. I deal with that shit head on. Because if I don't, I will have a panic attack and explode. I'm forced to do things that most people don't want to do. Actually fucking deal with stuff. I can't avoid it. I'll go fucking bananas. Which is a danger to myself and to everybody around me. I mean, why is advice so shitty? It's the same advice like if somebody dies. Like one of my buddies just died of cancer and it's been a tough fucking slog. And, you know, he lived with another one of my friends and that guy's going through some shit now, just like everybody else is, but especially him, you know what I mean? Best friend dies. And it's like the same shit for him. Like, you know, what, you depressed? Well, just go out and make a new friend, you know? Go make a friend. Why the fuck? Who? Jesus, make a new friend. Like, I don't understand the fucking mentality there. Make a new friend. Like, it's not going to replace it, you fucking dick. Somebody fucking dies. Like, well, you know, if you make a new friend and you learn how to drive a stick shift, all that shit's going to take care of itself. Why don't you actually try to help somebody? Fucking advice columnist. Asshole. I mean, I wish there was an easy way to deal with shit, but there's not an easy way to deal with shit. If you go through a divorce or a breakup or your buddy dies or the person you're fucking dating just decides not to fucking text you back anymore, it's fucking tough shit and it sucks and you're going to feel bad and you got to fucking deal with it. And I am sorry to tell you this, but no advice column is probably going to help. It might be fun to read about other people's problems because that's always fascinating. I will tell you my favorite real quick. This woman wrote like a fucking Dear Abby or a Dear Carolyn Hacks or Dear whoever, you know, whatever the fuck. And she was married to some guy and that guy had a twin. And the story was that she was staying at the twin's house, like with her husband, but the twin got in like the wrong bed and they fucked, but she didn't know that it wasn't her husband. And then she woke up the next day and she felt terrible because she realized she fucked the wrong guy. They were identical twins. She wanted to know what to do. Hey, what do? I just fucked my brother-in-law. But he kind of looked like my husband though, right? I don't remember what the advice was because the advice doesn't matter. It's just a problem. Like that story was so goddamn ridiculous. It probably makes somebody feel better, at least for a couple seconds. People also like to tell you if you're going through some shit. I got this a lot when I got divorced. Hey man, it's a fresh start. It's a fresh start. My fucking world is over, you asshole. What do you mean fresh start? Like I'm not making a batch of fucking cookies. What do you mean fresh start? Like it's just something, like it's just like a mistake that you can easily erase. Like, oh god damn it, I was making a batch of cookies and I use salt instead of sugar. Time for a fresh start. It's not that, you dicks. Bunch of insensitive nonsense. But then you gotta worry about yourself too, like, how big a bitch do I want to sound like? Here? I don't give a fuck. You're coming here willingly. But if I'm taking my shit to you, probably not gonna talk about it. Probably just try to get through my fucking day. And I think a good way to end this would be for me to give some advice of my own. I was running the other day, and I went by this fucking church, and you know, they got the fucking signs outside, and it said, avoid truth decay. Brush up on your scriptures. Now, I'm not a religious person at all. I don't go to church. I don't give a fuck. You know, you believe whatever the fuck you want to believe. I don't give a rat's ass. But I'm not religious in any way, shape, or form. But I was thinking, like, if you want to get people to come to church, is the best thing to do to remind them of the fucking dentist's office? Truth decay? Yeah, I get it. It sounds like tooth decay. I understand. Truth decay, tooth decay. It doesn't rhyme, but it kind of sounds similar. If you compile a list of the top three things people fucking hate the most, public speaking would be on there, death would be on there, and maybe number three would be going to the fucking dentist. So if you want to get people to go to fucking church, maybe don't make them think about the fucking dentist. Hmm? Is that nuts? I don't think so. You want to get in touch with me? You can send me a tweet at Johnson Hates You, or follow me on Podbean. You can follow the podcast or subscribe to it on iTunes or whatever the fuck, or you know, Google Play or Stitcher or whatever. You know, fucking find it. You can find it. We're out there, baby.